Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and a beach lover. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history. Facts are based on research, and opinions are my own. Who hasn't been to Shipwreck Beach? It is one of the area's top attractions. It is located within Fort Stevens on the Clatsop Peninsula. The 280-foot Peter Iredale was a four-masted steel bark launched in England in 1890. It was owned by Iredale and Porter, a British shipping firm. She was ruggedly constructed with steel plates over iron frames, with a partial iron deck and steel masts. The Iredale was a fine sailing vessel and a frequent visitor to the Pacific Northwest. On September 26, 1906, the Iredale left Mexico for Portland. It was to pick up a cargo of wheat for the UK. Despite heavy fog, they managed to reach the mouth of the Columbia River early in the morning of October 25, 1906. The ship captain, H. Lawrence, stated that as they waited for a pilot, a heavy southeasterly wind and strong current prevailed. Before the vessel could turn around, she was in the breakers. The Iredale ran aground on Clatsop Beach, hitting so hard that three of her masts snapped. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured. Captain Lawrence ordered the abandoned ship. Rockets were launched to signal for help. The Point Adams life-saving crew responded. The crew was able to rescue all the crewmen and two stowaways. Captain Lawrence was the last man ashore. He brought the logbook, a sextant, and a jug of whiskey. The British Naval Court later ruled that the sudden wind shift and strong current were responsible for the shipwreck. The Daily Astorian reported on January 1, 1907, that the vessel was breaking apart at the midship and was becoming a wreck. The Astoria Evening Budget reported on January 8th of 1907 that the wreck was for sale and could not be floated again. It was purchased by Astoria's Pacific Iron Works at 12th and Bond for $500. Salvage began and much iron and steel was removed. Pacific Iron Works made a tidy profit. There were unofficial salvage operations also. Note there is a piece of ship cabinetry on display in Captain Flavelle's bedchamber at the Flavelle House Museum in Astoria. The wrecked bark became an immediate tourist attraction. The day after the ship ran ashore, the Oregon Journal reported that the wreck proved a strong attraction, and, in spite of a gale, scores flocked to the scene of the disaster. The Astoria and Columbia River Railroad was planning to run excursion trains to the site. It was a fine example of disaster tourism in 1906. Although the ship has been broken up by elements over the years, the wreck of the Peter Iredale continues to be a popular tourist attraction. It is interesting to watch the wreck over time to see how much of it is exposed. It varies from year to year and from storm to storm. It's one of the only places to see a classic shipwreck on the Oregon coast. To see pictures of my radio show topics, visit Astoria History Diva on Instagram. I will try to end each episode with a quote. A rough day at sea is better than any day in the office. This is attributed to Unknown. But I am sure Captain Lawrence may not agree. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for another dose of local history on The History Diva.